56 Mornings on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour brought to you by Jenkins Floors and More. Here once again are Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
Early Monday morning to Friday at 5, man, I work.
Welcome back, everyone. 9 o'clock the time. Final hour for us today and this week here on Sports 56 Mornings. We'll get our weekend started in 60 minutes. We'll be followed up by Waldo and Friends on Sports 56. Broadcasting live from the Family Leisure Studios. Family Leisure, where family and fun come together. They're located at 2120 Witten Road, just north of I-40. You got Greg, you got Eli, you got Zach, and you got 69 degrees right now, but it will warm up to 84. Sunshine this morning, increasing clouds this afternoon. But they say, I'm reading it right from the forecast, 1% chance of rain. So it should be a dry day. Tonight, cloudy, 68 for a low, very comfortable. Memphis will open up a three-game series against 7th-ranked East Carolina tonight over at FedEx Park at Ron Fogelman Field, if you want to watch a little baseball. Tomorrow, 86 degrees with some sun and clouds. And then Sunday looks pretty much the same. In fact, it is 86 degrees with some sun and some clouds. Third hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at Jenkins Floors and More. 6 East Commerce in Hernando, Mississippi. Also in Little Rock, Cleveland, Mississippi. A short drive from anywhere, especially you folks in northern Mississippi. If you need flooring, carpeting, this is the place. Family owned and operated. They have everything you need. SPC, WPC vinyls, which are scratch-resistant, waterproof, top-of-the-line, ceramic and porcelain tiles, hardwoods by Portercraft. They carry carpeting from Southern Luxury Carpet, backsplashes for your kitchens and bathrooms, all different styles, colors, granite, porcelain, much more, plantation shutters, blinds as well. They sell it wholesale, so they skip the middleman. They save you lots of money. Timmy and Rebecca Jenkins started this business 8 years ago in their garage, and because of their quality of work, their attention to detail and their pricing, they have earned the reputation of being one of the top flooring companies in the area. They have an unbelievable turnaround of 2 weeks. So if you order 2 weeks, you'll have that installed. They'll come to you as far as a free estimate is concerned, bring you samples to show you what it's all about. You don't have to go to them. They will come to you. So give them a call at 662-469-9350. This is for residential and commercial. 662-469-9350, or visit them at 6 East Commerce in Hernando, Mississippi.
One of the other highlights of the draft last night that I was just reminded of on the ESPN broadcast was the disappointment of the cheesehead when the Packers made their pick. He was just, they announced the name, and it's just, the look on his face was like, who? And they just put his head down. And I remember who the fan next to was it a Bears fan? Who was the next one? Was just like laughing, pointing at him, and they wouldn't take the camera off the guy. His head's just buried down, just sad as can be. And the dude next to him was just like, ha ha.
I love the sincerity, right? The honesty of the fans when they're questioning the pick because they don't know, but they say, who? Or I don't know. Like, who's this guy? It's the ones that fake it that drive me crazy. They announce the name, and you know they're like, in the back of their mind, who the hell is that? But they clap and go crazy because it's their team and their team's pick. Not like their team hasn't made bad picks in the past. And not like it can't be a great pick for somebody that you may not have heard of. But that's always the case with fandom when it comes to the draft. All right, back to the NBA playoffs. We talked about the Nuggets win over the Lakers 112-105 to grab a 3-0 series lead. Philadelphia and New York. Joel Embiid. First of all, after losing 2 games to start the series, Joel Embiid said that we are the better team. We will win the series. So is he a man of his word? At least for game 3, he was. He went out and scored 50. Put up a 50-burger on the Knicks. And then it was discovered by doctors that he is suffering from Bell's palsy. So the guy has some form of Bell's palsy and goes out and scores 50.
Yeah, it was a bit of a night for him. Some people thought he should have been kicked out of the game
right,
for the flagrant foul on Mitchell Robinson, plus the other knee to the groin area. But yeah, I mean, obviously kudos for stepping up and like you talk about you know, being the better team, all that, and to go out and score 50 is pretty incredible. And then, yeah, it's very interesting to hear him, you know, talk about the fact that he has been suffering from the Bell's palsy basically since before the play-in game. So it's, yeah, I mean, it's a lot going on. Obviously, he's been beat up with injuries, also, you know, suffering from this, and yet the guy goes out and gets 50 in a must-win game for his team. So pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, Tyrese Maxey chipped in with 25 points and 7 assists. Cameron Payne off the bench was a plus 9. He had 11 points, hit 3 of 4 from 3, had 3 assists. So the Memphian contributed to that Philadelphia win. In the meantime, for the Knicks, Jalen Brunson went for 39 with 13 assists. Hartenstein was okay. He had 14 points, but he was a minus 24. You just can't defend Embiid. And you got 20 from Hart, but DiVincenzo was not much of a factor. 0 for 3 from 3, and you need to depend on him hitting 2 or 3 or 4 in a game for the Knicks to be successful. I believe what Embiid said. I look, the bottom line is the Knicks are really good, but they don't have Julius Randle. And while they're still capable of winning this series without Randle, it still hurts. And a healthy Embiid is a dominant Embiid. So I still think the Sixers not only can, but will win the series.
Kudos to the Memphian, their campaign.
Yep.
3 for 4 from three. I think it was it Kyle Lowry, I think, that called him the MVP of the game for them.
That's high praise, Cotton.
Well, when another guy goes for 50 and he calls you the MVP of the game, that's some pretty impressive stuff. But 11 points, 3 of 4 from three-point range for him. How'd D'Anthony Melton do? How's he been doing in the playoffs?
D'Anthony Melton was a DNP. Yeah.
For the people who are like still upset somehow that the Grizzlies got rid of D'Anthony Melton.
And have you noticed that Kyle Anderson doesn't start anymore for Minnesota?
But those are huge losses.
In the other game, the game that you really care about, the series that you really care about, I know you were waiting with bated breath for the opening tip of the Magic Cavaliers game. And once again, it was a blowout, but this time it was the Magic. 121-83 over Cleveland. So they did the blowing out, if you will. 38-point win. Okay, I understand home court advantage to some degree.
I could say Cleveland did the blowing.
They did the blowing. They blew it big. I understand home court. The Grizzlies are still an anomaly with what they did in a year that they had, winning on the road. But how do you turn around, win the first two games with ease, you're Cleveland, and then go into Orlando, and they're going to be jacked in front of their home crowd to get back in the series, but lose by 38 points. Come on. Come on, J.B. Bickerstaff. What are you doing here?
Well, I mean, part of once it gets cut out of control, out of hand, you don't care. Like, you, it's that guys aren't going to play.
Yeah, but you let it get out of hand in the first place.
Well, but, they get down by 15. I mean, Orlando, any team like Orlando has zero playoff experience getting back home where they can actually be comfortable. They're going to be way better at home than they were on the road. They get a lead, and then Cleveland's like, who cares? This game's over. And you get, you know, guys that come out of the game, and they don't really care while they're in the game once it gets to a big lead.
Well, there's a difference why you're Cleveland and Denver's Denver, because Denver cares about everything. Denver was down again, double digits, as we talked about, and still rally on the road and win. That's what really, really special teams do. But Paolo Banchero was fantastic. He has been held in check in the first two games. 31 points, 4 of 9 from 3, 14 rebounds, 7 on the offensive glass, 5 assists and a steal. He was a plus 28. Franz Wagner was a team best plus 32. And Jalen Suggs was great. Didn't he get hurt earlier in the series? Was it Suggs? Yeah, Zach. 24 points, 3 of 5 from 3, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. 9 of 11 from the field for Suggs.
Yeah, Suggs is that, you know, he's his first couple years, like, not great, but Suggs is starting to develop kind of into the player that they thought he could be when they drafted him. obviously, I beg Carroll was just a stud, complete stud. But yeah, I mean, again, I just think a team coming home, a team that had, with many guys who had never been to the playoffs before, there was just going to be an immediate charge coming out in your first home game. Fans who haven't seen a whole lot of playoff basketball in recent years. So it just became, you know, and then, you know, it gets up to 15-20. Cleveland says, yeah, all right, not our night. They're clearly charged up to win. We'll worry about the next game.
The starters for Cleveland from 3, 2 for 17. They made 2 threes in 17 attempts. Strus was 0 for 4. Mitchell was 1 of 6. Garland was 1 of 4. Mobley was 0 of 3. For the game, the entire team went 8 of 34, 23.5%.
Yeah, and if Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland are going to be combined 8 for 26 from the field, Cleveland probably not going to win a whole lot of games.
I love the Caris LeVert stat line. He ends up with 15 points in 29 minutes, but he was a minus 29. So he was minus each minute. If you think about it, 29 minutes, a minus 29 for Caris LeVert. All right, tonight, 3 games on tap for your Friday viewing pleasure. Milwaukee, Indiana, the scene shifts to Indianapolis, series tied at 1. Have we heard anything new on Giannis and any availability? I'm going to assume he's not going to be able to play.
Yeah, I don't expect to see him at all in this series. I haven't seen any kind of update or anything like that. I would expect that he doesn't play at all in the series, but maybe we'll be able to if it goes 7 or something.
Chris Middleton, ankle injury, questionable for game 3. Although, I think it's the first time I've mentioned Chris Middleton's name in a long time. So Indiana has a chance. If Milwaukee loses this series, which there's a good chance they will, and I understand Giannis being out, is Doc Rivers a sure thing to come back next year?
I would guess so.
Okay.
But I don't know, but I would assume that they're not going to be paying another coach.
All right.
And go hire. And again, I mean, you're playing without possibly the best player in the entire NBA.
So yeah, but they sucked when he was playing. I mean, when he took over as coach, for the most part. Clippers and the Mavericks, series tied at 1 as well. Scene shifts to Dallas. I don't know about this series. This series has 7 games written all over it.
Yeah, I think this could be a very long series. Yeah, and I'm not going to be surprised at either team winning it, certainly. I think either team very much capable of winning the series. You know, again, what is Kawhi's actual health going through this series plays a big part in that, although they won the game without him and lost the game with him. So I think this game or that series very well could go 7 games.
What are the playoffs without Kawhi Leonard having injury issues? As good as he is, as
generally,
effective as he
generally
has been.
Him winning a championship. That's what they are when if he doesn't have injuries, he wins the championship.
Exactly. When he's injured, I don't know. Still question whether or not he'll play tonight. And then we have Minnesota and Phoenix in Phoenix. This was the one that everybody talked about as far as going into this season. With the addition of Bradley Beal, here's the big 3. Beal, Booker, Durant. Phoenix is going to be tough. Then they make the trade. They trade Ayton to Portland. They get Nurkic. And here they are, down 2-0 to Minnesota, who has walloped them in both games. Anthony Edwards looks like the passing of the torch. Durant handing it off to Anthony Edwards, and Edwards running with it. I don't know. Are we at the end of the era of the big 3? We saw Denver win it last year. Obviously, Murray pivotal because he wasn't healthy the year prior. He was last year, and they win it. But they got the best player on the face of the earth in Jokic. But they have Murray, and then they have other guys that are basically role players. Not that Gordon hasn't had his moments in his career, and Porter is a good player. But they don't have a big 3, per se. We had the big 3 in Miami that was successful. We had a big three in Golden State. That was successful. Do you think it's the kind of the end of the big three when you look at what's going on in Phoenix? If they can't come back and win that series?
No, but these players are going to continue to try and
team up
and put teams together. I don't think anything stops that from happening.
See, I had heard I'm trying to remember where I heard it, but they said that the players now that are the top players in basketball are more likely lone wolves, that they want to do it now with their guys in their circle, but they don't want to do it in a star big three situation. That even though Doncic has Kyrie Irving next to him, not looking to bring in a third. Jokic is fine what he's doing. You have Embiid. He's got Maxey turning into a star, but that he probably wouldn't link up with somebody else. That Giannis, same deal, even though they brought in Lillard this year and it hasn't worked out. That's the debate they had on the
Joel Embiid can't get past the second round of the playoffs. You're telling me he's just going to keep, you know what, I want to keep doing this on my own. I like losing in the first round. I don't want other great players around me. Like, these guys aren't going anywhere. If you keep losing, you're going to say, you know what? I need help. Give me help.
Well, the help has been the emergence of Maxey.
But they aren't doing anything. Like, they aren't going anywhere. He still hasn't gone anywhere.
Well, how many years has Maxey been Maxey? He just won the...
Okay, but he had Harden.
Harden?
But he's had other big guys. They don't go anywhere. Yeah. You think he's just going to keep saying, no, I don't want any other great players. I want to keep doing this, losing in the first or second round.
Yeah, I think now he's saying, I don't want a Harden. I don't want somebody like that. I got this young stud Maxey who has stepped up. Give me some other complimentary players that can stay healthy, for goodness sakes. I can stay healthy. We can make a run. Philadelphia, in my opinion, and again, I could be completely wrong. They're down 2-1. But I think they're going to win the series. And if he stays healthy, now he's got Bell's palsy. He's got the other injury that he had that kept him out, the surgery. They're the biggest threat to Boston. Even bigger than playoff Miami, who, again, somehow won game two going away in Boston without Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe you're right. I'm not saying that it won't happen. And this wasn't my thought. This was just a debate I was listening to.
The guys who can't advance will want other players to go play with them. The guys who are winning championships will say, we're just fine.
Like, it's what... So what do you think, I go back to when we were talking about the Lakers in Denver. What do you think, I'm asking you to get into the mind, which is a hard thing to do, an impossible thing to do, of LeBron James. LeBron James, I don't know how much he has left, a year, two, I don't know what he's going to do. Nobody knows at this point. But what would be your best guess as to LeBron James going into the offseason, talking to ownership with the Lakers, management with the Lakers, and saying what?
He's gonna say we gotta get better.
So is he wanting?
But their salary situation makes it extremely difficult for them to do anything.
Right, but if let's say they were able to work it out salary wise, does he want another name? Does he want a third? Yes. So you think he does?
Yeah. All of them do when they don't win.
Yeah, but didn't Jokic prove it with Murray that it's just the big two.
Well, again, you can say big two, but they got a lot of other really good players. Well,
it's the NBA. They're all good players. But I'm talking about guys we deem superstars. The big three, which started with Miami. We know those three. Phoenix has that now with a big three. It's not working. I mean, Dallas still has a big two. Now, the Clippers are weird because the Clippers, Westbrook's no longer what he was. Mr. Triple-Double Machine, he's a guy coming off the bench. But it's a big three with George, Kawhi, and Harden. Now, they're in position. They finished third in the West. But how much of a run can they make when it comes down to it? And then Oklahoma City is interesting because they have not quite a big three, but a budding big three. And with Minnesota... I don't know if you call it a big three. It's certainly a big two, and then a third player that is paid handsomely, and a fourth guy who has been around the block a few years in Conley. But I don't know if people go, is that a big three? Edwards, Cat, and Gobert. I guess it's all semantics, but anyway, it's interesting. I'll be interested to see what LeBron wants from his front office to do in the offseason within reason.
I wouldn't be shocked if LeBron retires this offseason.
No way. LeBron James is going to go through that whole damn ceremony where he's honored at every arena. I just do not picture LeBron James riding off into the sunset without fanfare.
And Matt texts in and asks how much he's just hanging on to play a season or two with his son.
Does this look like he's hanging on?
I don't think he's doing that. I just don't think he.
That kid's going to end up being on the Lakers. You know that, right? He's going to end up being on the Lakers.
I think that's kind of their. It's realized that his son's not going to be in the NBA anytime soon.
I bet the kid's playing with him next year. He's on the roster.
I'll take that bet.
You don't think he'll be a two-way player with the Lakers next year?
I will take that bet. I'll bet that they do not play together with the Lakers next year.
Lakers have one second-round pick, and that's pick 55.
There you go. That's his pick. They'll pick up a second-rounder. They'll do something.
Are we going to bet?
Yeah, we're going to have a lunch bet. Right. Yeah, that he's at least a two-way player with the Lakers next year, right? Is that the bet? He may not be drafted. He's going to be on the Lakers part of the two-way.
LeBron and Bronny, you say they're playing on the Lakers together next year. I say they are not.
Okay, there you go. That's the play.
East Coast Wings and Grill was up there, watched a little bit of the draft, the start of the draft up there last night while watching the NBA basketball games.
You take me there when I win my bet.
Major League Baseball games that were on as well. They got the baseball package, so all of the Major League Baseball games are always on up at East Coast Wings and Grill. All kinds of TVs to watch all of the action. Enjoyed some of their great wings last night as well, and their tater tots, which are absolutely fantastic. I may have had a cold beer or two while I was there as well. They got 24 draft beers on tap, including many of the local beers that you could enjoy, but any other beers, they've got those. Any other drinks you want, they've got you taken care of up at East Coast Wings and Grill with a great staff, great atmosphere. It's just a great fun time to go up there, enjoy some great food, great drinks, hang out, watch all of the action. And you could do that all weekend long with the draft, with the NBA playoffs, with Major League Baseball, with the showboats and UFL football, all of that stuff. It's always on up at East Coast Wings and Grill, located just off Highway 64 between Lowe's and Walmart. Kate Hyde Boulevard runs right between the two out there in Bartlett, and that's where you'll find East Coast Wings and Grill.
If you want to be a part of the show, hit us up on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener lines. You can call in or text in at 901-360-8255. We're going to talk a little recruiting news, some portal news when we return. This is Sports 56 Mornings with Greg and Eli on Real Sports Talk, Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Add a little fun to your lunch break. Join Johnny Radio for Sports 56 Happy Hour from 11 to 1 every weekday on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now back to Sports 56 Mornings on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour brought to you by Jenkins Floors and More. Here once again are Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 9:27 the time. Big thanks to Jenkins Floors and More in Hernando. Big thanks to all our great sponsors, including Corky's Ribs and Barbecue for lunch today, for dinner this weekend. Anytime's a good time for Corky's Ribs and Barbecue. About 40 years they've been in existence in the Memphis area. You can have those delicious ribs, barbecue shipped anywhere in the country, and they've been catering as long as they've been in existence. So again, you got an event coming up, you want it catered, call on Corky's. Four locations: Poplar Avenue in Memphis, Poplar Avenue in Collierville, Germantown Parkway in Cordova, and Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Also, they have the private party room at both the Cordova and the Olive Branch locations. So a little graduation get-together, family reunion, whatever the case may be, birthday party celebration. Think private party room at Corky's. Get that reserved today. Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
There's a texter says LeBron and his son will be in San Antonio next year.
Wouldn't that be something, huh? Victor Wembanyama with LeBron James.
I'll take that bet as well. I believe Bronny will be in college next year.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Transfer portal news. Tennessee gets Ohio State transfer center Felix Akpara yesterday. Big move for them as they get a big. Speaking of bigs, Memphis still in need of some more bigs. This weekend, they will not be paid a visit by Jaden Quaintance. According to reports, Memphis has pushed that that get-together to another week, maybe next weekend. But this was, according to Parth Upadhyay from the Daily Memphian and his sources, that Memphis made that decision. Remember, TJ Bamba, who we talked about yesterday, is visiting this weekend. The transfer from Villanova was looking at a number of different schools. So maybe that was part of the reasoning. But Quaintance, who has visited Louisville, still is in the mix with Kentucky. The five-star 16-year-old big man, one of the jewels of this 2024 class, is still expected to visit Memphis. By the way, at this point, and this is just one person's opinion, Kevin Sweeney, who covers college hoops at College Basketball Central, he ranks the Memphis transfer class right now number eight. I think with a bullet, it's certainly going to get bigger. Hopefully, in the eyes of many, it will get better. Right now, he's got Indiana at number one. Mike Woodson has really hit the portal strong for Indiana. Mizzou has done the same thing with Dennis Gates after a bad year. Louisville, three. Michigan, four. Of course, that makes a lot of sense with the new head coach. Ole Miss is number five. Then Vanderbilt, six. Duke, seven. They got the incoming class, which is number one. And now you're number seven as far as the transfer class. Memphis, West Virginia, UCLA round out the top ten.
I don't even know who Duke's got in transfers.
I know. You got six guys coming in as far as the freshmen are concerned. All right, folks, you want to win a great prize package? It's time for 10 in a row.
Not five, not six, not seven, not eight, not nine, but 10 in a row.
It is 10 in a row. It's the game show that has swept the nation. It is brought to you by two great sponsors of ours, Owner's Box and Napa Cafe. If you're looking for sports in all the wrong places, well, get it right. Try the Owner's Box Sports Bar and Grill in Lakeland Town Square. Fun, exciting, friendly, comfortable, real comfortable. Wall-to-wall TVs for all your favorite games. Watch all the action this weekend. Watch the NBA playoffs and the draft over at Owner's Box. All over-the-wall taps for all your favorite beers. They also have non-alcoholic and local craft beers. In front of the wall, the full bar for all your other favorite beverages, including a full wine list. Add in an upscale menu, patio seating, daily specials and events, and you've found all your sports in the one right place. The Owner's Box Sports Bar and Grill in Lakeland Town Square. Lunch specials every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. All types of great lunch specials, including buffalo chicken wraps and quesadillas and hot ham and cheese sliders, grilled chicken salads, and much more. Check them out. The Owner's Box at Lakeland Town Square in beautiful Lakeland.
And if you're looking for a nice night out, maybe celebrating a special occasion or something like that, head on over to Napa Cafe. Folks over at Napa Cafe celebrating 26 years. Glenda Hastings, the owner over there, and her entire staff, 26 years in that with that fine place. And, man, delicious food. That certainly is what made them last for 26 years, whether it be one of their great entrees, maybe one of their outstanding desserts, anything off the menu over there. It's absolutely fantastic. Just a beautiful place to go celebrate a nice evening out is Napa Cafe. You can find them at NapaCafe.com. You can make reservations there. You can order takeout with their entire menu. Or, again, go over there and just enjoy a great night out at Napa Cafe. Celebrate with a crowd or an intimate evening. Of course, they've got the wine cellar. If it's a real special occasion, maybe you want to sit in the wine cellar. They've got five different dining rooms, including that private wine cellar, for you to enjoy your night out at Napa Cafe. 5101 Sanderlin, that's where you'll find them. And that's where you're going to find some delicious food. That is Napa Cafe.
All right, what are the folks playing for today?
We have a $25 gift certificate to the Owner's Box. Got a $20 gift certificate to the Crazy Coop. Got a couple of Malco movie passes and a free haircut from Supercuts.
All right, that's a nice prize package. All you have to do is jump on the Sissy's Log Cabin Lister lines right now at 901-360-8255. 901-360-8255. Here's the question. Current Major League Baseball players who have 300 or more career home runs. Current Major League Baseball players who have 300 or more career home runs. I'm not going to trick you. They're all current. All 20 that I have on these two lists are all current players. So all you have to know is whether or not the player, the name I give you, has hit 300 or more home runs in their career. Let's go. Got things to do, people to see, places to be. 360-8255. A great prize package. One more time, Eli.
Got a $25 gift certificate to the owner's box, $20 to the crazy coop, and a couple of Malco movie passes and a free haircut.
All right, current Major League Baseball players who have 300 or more career home runs. I know you're looking that up. I know it's time-consuming, but you have to jump on the lines right now because if not, we move on. And we want winners every single Friday. We want winners of 10 in a row. Again, when you have a great prize package to win, why wouldn't you be trying? Even if you don't win, it's worth the effort, is it not? 360-8255. Sissy's Log Cabin Listener Lines open to you at 901-360-8255. Current Major League Baseball players who have 300 or more career home runs. All right, let's get this thing started.
First up will be Andre. What's up, Andre?
Andre, how are you? Andre, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you now. Current Major League Baseball players who have 300 or more career home runs. Aaron Judge.
No.
Manny Machado.
Yes.
Marcell Ozuna.
No.
Matt Olson.
No.
Jose Altuve.
No.
Pete Alonso.
No.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Yes.
Bryce Harper.
Yes.
Chris Bryant.
No.
Christian Yelich.
No.
Winner, right off the bat.
There you go, Andre. Congratulations, sir. You are a winner. Hold on, Zach. We'll take care of it. Tell you how you're good to get your prizes.
See, I need to learn a little bit more about modern technology, how you can actually get that list and answer that quickly. Because unless Andre is just an incredible, knowledgeable baseball fan, had to get a little help with that. I try to make them fairly easy. Sometimes I'll make them a tad more difficult. This was pretty easy, but you got to go down the list here. I got players that are all over the place.
How many active players have 300 home runs?
I don't remember. It was somewhere around maybe 12, something like that. I didn't write that down.
I would have thought it was more than that.
And maybe it's more. I mean, but second list? We haven't even touched?
No second chance.
Okay. I'll give you the 10, see how well you can do with this. Mike Trout.
Yes.
That's a gimme. That's a softball. He leads, I believe, the majors right now, this year.
He's having a heck of a year. He's got 10 home runs. He continues to be pretty darn good for a pretty bad team.
Max Muncy.
No.
Andrew McCutchen.
Yes.
George Springer.
No.
That's a tough one. You're right. Nolan Arenado.
Yes.
Jose Ramirez.
I'll say no.
You are correct. That's another tough one. Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes.
Freddie Freeman.
No.
That's a yes. Ooh. Kyle Schwarber.
No.
Jock Peterson.
No.
You did well. There you go. That's 10 in a row, and that's why you want to get in early, because you may have a winner right off the bat like we did in Andre. 10 in a row, brought to you by our great sponsors. We can't thank them enough. That is Napa Cafe and the Owner's Box in Lakeland Town Square in Lakeland.
There are 11.
I was close.
Anthony Rizzo next up to get there. He's got 298.
Rizzo finally hit a home run. I think he has like two, maybe three this year, but he hit one the other night. So maybe he can get going. But yeah, it's been a struggle.
After him, it's a drop off all the way down to 261. So,
which is who?
Jose Abreu and Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, again, maybe Andre knew all those right off the top of his head. I'm going to call him out a little bit, but he won fair and square. My point being is some of those are tough. You think Aaron Judge has 300. I mean, right off the bat, you go, Aaron Judge, yeah, 300. Or even Jose Altuve. Pete Alonso, you probably would say under because he hasn't been around that long. Some of these are gimmies. Goldschmidt and Arenado. How about Goldschmidt and Arenado? Way up there on the list. Where you have the list in front of you. Where's Goldschmidt and Arenado?
Goldschmidt's fourth. Arenado's fifth.
Fourth and fifth active home run hitters. Career active home run hitters. Fourth and fifth. Same team. And they have fizzled so far to start the year. Unfortunately for them, it has been a struggle. Folks, want to get charged up? Who doesn't want to get charged up? Well, come out to All-Star Chevy in Olive Branch and get charged up. Test drive one of their new EV Blazers. It's still Chevy truck season. If you're ready for a new Silverado, all the Silverados with financing down to just 2.9% for 72 months, you can get thousands back in cash and trade. New Equinox and Trailblazers, 1.9% financing. No payments for 90 days because your good credit deserves it. You want pre-owned? Everything you want is here. Ram trucks, Jeeps, Tahoes, Suburbans. The Traverse with that third row seating. So you can bring those large families and drive them around the highways and byways of this country in luxury. If it's not here, ask Kevin or Jeff. They'll find it for you. Military, teachers, college students, healthcare workers, you get an extra $500 bonus when you purchase a vehicle from All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. Where are you going for graduation, Mother's Day, this summer? What about the road trips? What are you driving in? Remember, it's not South Haven, not Mount Moriah, not Bartlett or Collierville. It has to be Olive Branch. So come on out to All-Star Chevy this weekend in Olive Branch or go to allstarautogroup.com.
There are only 28 guys active in Major League Baseball with 200 home runs, which in this era of home runs, like, that's really surprising to me.
Does that say anything to you? Just a lot of guys maybe have retired recently? And a lot of the young guys haven't really got started yet. Where's Mookie on that list? How many home runs does Mookie have?
He's got
220, something like that?
258.
258, okay. All right. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Final segment of the week. This is Sports 56 Mornings with Greg and Eli on Real Sports Talk, Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
You already know you can listen to Sports 56 anywhere with the Sports 56 app. Or at sports56whbq.com. But you can also watch us daily with live video of all of our shows on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Now back to Sports 56 Mornings on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour brought to you by Jenkins Floors & More. Here once again are Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
Welcome back. You're 9:44 the time of the Family Leisure Studios. By the way, a couple other quick things. Steph Curry winning the Clutch Player of the Year. He did lead the league in clutch points, field goals, and three-pointers. Shot 45.7% from three in clutch situations and 95% from the free throw line in clutch situations. So not real surprised that he would win with those numbers.
I don't care whoever you want to put on your list because there's the argument from who the greatest player is to who the top five players are. And I don't care that he's not some big banger. If Steph Curry is not on your top 10 all-time greatest players list in NBA history, you're nuts. You're bonkers. You're crazy. He is, in my opinion, and should be in everybody's opinion now, a top 10 greatest player. Clutch. He's been clutch his entire career.
And by the way, in case you're wondering what clutch is, again, the NBA defines clutch situations as a margin of five or fewer in the final 5 minutes of regulation or overtime. That defines a clutch situation. And he led the league again in scoring, field goals, three-point field goals in those situations. Also, became official yesterday that Ja Morant, now with Mike Miller and his agency as his new agent. So Mike Miller doing good work. Now has Ja Morant and Paolo Banchero.
Yeah, the worst kept secret, as once we caught wind of that, and Ja ended up parting ways with his old agency, that it was going to be Lyft Sports Management. And good on Mike Miller. Whatever Mike does, he succeeds in. And now to have Ja Morant in the fold, huge.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't get, obviously, Ja's current contract that he's on, the last one that he signed. But if Ja continues on his trajectory and can stay, keep you know, stay out of the guns, he should sign a really big contract after this one. And again, Mike's got Paolo Banchero as well, who will also be signing a massive contract in the very near future when he gets his second contract.
Am I wrong to think that I'm more concerned? I think that, and again, I might be naive, that Ja is going to stay on the straight and narrow, but my concern is more about health with Ja Morant than it is about guns and IG posts. That's what worries me, is about staying healthy, which could determine a lot in his future in that future contract.
I mean, certainly it could, injuries could end up playing a part in, obviously did this year, but hopefully that's not the case. And
right,
hopefully he's, hopefully Mike's tutelage can help him stay off of Instagram Live or avoid making the really poor decisions that have gotten him in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, what a guy to lean on in Mike Miller.
I mean, again, I've obviously he's had a relationship with Mike. Mike testified in the court case, or at least I guess was had a deposition in the court case. So
yeah,
because he was there that night. So they have a relationship, and certainly Mike, I think, is a fantastic guy for any of these young players to lean on for advice. Mike, certainly a great guy, and has done amazing stuff. I mean, you think about where, you know, to just become this to put this agency together, and in this short time, come up with some of these clients that he's come up with now. That's pretty impressive stuff for him to do as a former player. I mean, going down the agent line is not something we see from the former players. That's not a natural thing for the former players.
No,
and to do it
all,
and to have the success he's got now with two of the best young players in the entire NBA, pretty impressive stuff. Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, the Memphis Showboats will be in action as they will take on the Michigan Panthers. It is a big, big game for the Showboats. Certainly, they need to end their losing streak. But again, their battle, Michigan, it looks like Birmingham is the best team in the USFL conference and is on track towards winning the conference. But the top two teams in each conference get into the postseason. Right now, the Showboats sit one game behind Michigan. So despite being 1-3, they're only one game behind Michigan. They will play them twice. They play them this Sunday, and they'll play them later on in the regular season up in Detroit. But obviously, to have a chance to make the playoffs, they need to beat Michigan, and they need to do it at home this Sunday. Michigan just put their starting quarterback on injured reserve. So they are going to have probably Danny Etling, it looks like, starting at quarterback. Case Kukis has been limited in practice this week so far, so don't know for sure exactly what his situation is going to be. There's a number of guys for the Showboats who have been limited in practice this week, but hopefully they'll all be healthy and ready to go on Sunday.
If Kukis can't go, Troy Williams starts. Who's the backup?
Josh Love would bump up from 3 to 2,
okay,
I assume. Again, and I don't know, again, Kukis, it may be that Kukis, they don't want to put him out their starter, but maybe he, you know, if it came to it, he would be the backup guy too. I don't know. They will be doing some special tributes throughout the game, but at halftime, a tribute to Reggie White and Pepper Rodgers as well. I think they're also,
that's so cool.
There's a rally towel giveaway for all the folks going into the game as well. Well, the weather looks like it's going to be great on Sunday, so come on out, 2 o'clock again, Sunday afternoon, Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium for a huge game for the Showboats as they try and get back on the winning track. And again, if they win the game, they would then technically be in playoff position because that would currently give them the tiebreaker over Michigan, and so they would be technically in second place in the USFL Conference with a win.
Yeah, that's the good thing of having only four teams in your conference and half of them go to the playoffs, two of the four, that you're not really out of it in the first 3, 4, 5 weeks of the season. Now you lose this game, you're in deep trouble. So it's certainly still possible, even if that happens. But you need the win. We talked to Darius Victor earlier in the week, the running back for the Showboats, and he, without saying it, basically indicated that this was a must. So we'll see if they can get it done.
And the Showboats are favored in the game. So hopefully they can cover that spread.
This is interesting. It is National Volunteer Week. And in honor of National Volunteer Week, the Mighty Lights, you know, the Hernando de Soto Bridge, which is just spectacular, by the way. That is so breathtaking to see those beautiful colors for whatever the occasion may be.
Breathtaking.
It is. It's beautiful. And that is a beautiful picture overlooking the mighty Mississippi, seeing the Hernando de Soto Bridge from that angle down like Tom Lee Park and all that. I think it's fantastic. However, tonight, because it is National Volunteer Week, they're going to light it up in orange. Will there be a mutiny? Are we going to have a clash?
Are you saying people will not be taking breaths?
I don't know. I mean, maybe Tigers fans may be wanting to take away breaths from Orange fans. The Big Orange, though, will be celebrated tonight, but the Volunteers will be celebrated. And thanks to all the people, whatever it may be, for volunteering their time with everything that they do. But again, tonight, the lights will be lit up in orange. The Crazy Coop, America's premier wing destination, has 32 delicious flavors to choose from and counting. I don't think they have an orange flavor, but I'll have to check. They do have a crazy lemon flavor. It's called the Crazy Lemon Twist, a savory, zesty, and citrusy taste of fresh lemon twists. They have the jalapeno cheddar, an acidic and spicy flavor completed with a burst of sharp cheddar, or the crazy sweet heat, tangy sweetness followed by the heat. Others include the four cheese roasted garlic, the barbecue bacon bourbon, and if you like it really hot, the crazy sweet lemon pepper hot, or the crazy suicide. That's just some of the flavors that you can get on your wings at the Crazy Coop. They're located at 7199 Stage Road. That's in Bartlett. It's where Bartlett meets Memphis. They have specials every single day. In fact, they got the Crazy Coop special going on right now. Choose from 3 whole wings or 6 party wings, fries, and a drink for just $9.99. That's a crazy good price. They will cater. You have an event coming up, you want to cater, the Crazy Coop will cater those delicious hot wings. But it's more than just the wings. Catfish sandwiches, juicy half-pound burgers, great sides like the fried okra, the fried dill pickles, the green tomatoes. They're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook. You've tried the rest, why not try the best? The Crazy Coop, America's premier wing destination. All right, so we got a few more minutes before we wrap things up. Anything that you're looking forward to seeing tonight, rounds 2 and 3? Obviously, from a local standpoint, we may see some players go from regional teams, nobody from Memphis. That'll be more than likely tomorrow with Blake Watson, which I certainly believe he'll hear his name called in maybe even as high as the 6th round, probably the 7th round. But anything tonight?
I'm interested to see where, like, a Spencer Rattler goes. See these other quarterbacks that could go here. Plus, you know, there's some, you know, a couple of those receivers that people thought were going to go in round one that did not. Which I can't believe that. Like, if I can get Keon Coleman in round two, like, that dude, I just think that dude is really, really good. You got Adonai Mitchell as well, who's still available as one of those receivers that people thought were going to go in round one. And our, you know, I saw two different draft analysts. One said that round two was going to be the defensive players would start flying off the board now.
Right.
And then I saw another guy who said They don't believe there will be a defensive player in the top 10 of round two either.
Really?
So I don't know. Like, there's differing opinions on when these defensive guys are going to start going, especially some of the top corners, a lot of corners sitting there that are projected to be in this area. I think Blake Watson, by the way, he will go to the Cowboys with one of their seventh round picks.
Okay.
There
we'll,
you go.
We'll discuss that
shot.
On Monday.
Calling the shot.
You were talking about cornerbacks. According to Jonah Dillon, Memphis has lost a defensive back to the portal. Jalen Johnson officially enters the portal. He was formerly at Ohio State. He had an interception in the spring game this past weekend. And who knows? Maybe Mississippi State? Maybe another situation with Matt Barnes being down there? They already got Brumfield. And so losing Jalen Johnson, to me, makes it, I think, a little bit more paramount now, even though that Ryan Silverfield really loves his team, that he's going to add a couple of players from the portal, and I would not be surprised if it's one or two defensive backs. Because you lose two, now all of a sudden the numbers shrink. So keep an eye on that. And again, keep an eye on TJ Bamba. He will be visiting Penny Hardaway and the Tigers basketball program this weekend, the guy who played at Villanova this past season. That will do it for us this week. We want to thank you folks for listening. Your calls, your texts, all the nice things you say in public to us, we always appreciate that. It makes us feel great. We try to put on a good show each and every day for you, and hopefully we're succeeding. Thanks to John Varlas for joining us on the program today. Well-known friends on Sports 56 is coming up next. No Dave Woloshin. It'll be Brian Dacus and our very own Zach Boyd. They'll take you home from 10 to 11. And then, of course, the madman of Memphis, John Harden with Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio from 11 until 1. For Eli Savoy and Zach Boyd, I'm Greg Gaston. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.